Well, as we've just heard, the massive recovery from Hurricane Sandy is continuing in the US. And as well as talking about the recovery effort, New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg has joined the chorus of people linking the storm and the frequency of storms to climate change. Today, Australia's Climate Commission will release a paper saying the storm was exacerbated by climate change. Climate Commissioner Professor Will Steffen is speaking here to AM's Sarah Everingham.
Climate change was a factor in several aspects of Sandy. Probably the most important aspect was the intensity of the storm rather than its size. Climate change also affected the nature of the flooding, in fact, the severity of the flooding, which was the major way in which Hurricane Sandy caused damage and destruction along the U.S. East Coast.
Was this storm at the lower end of intensity for hurricanes?
It is at the lower end of intensity, but the point is, without climate change, it wouldn't have been as intense as it was. So no matter what range you're at, these storms are forming in a climate that has a warmer air, has warmer sea surface, and has moister air. And this has to affect the intensity of these storms. I was amazed, quite honestly, at the amount of damage done by a Category 1 storm. If it would have been more severe than that, who knows what the damage might have been. The real point here is that climate change has created a new climate, a new normal. And the new normal is higher temperatures in the air, higher temperatures in the surface of the ocean, and more moisture in the air. This does affect weather patterns, and this does affect the severity of storms and other extreme events.
There were a number of factors, I suppose, in this storm. Does that make it more difficult to work out what role climate change might have played?
No, I think we have a good handle on that. Because Sandy is formed in warmer waters than average, because it's formed in moister air than average, that contributes to the intensity of the storm. And that's a fairly clear effect. The second one, which is very clear, is that climate change has affected sea level through the last century. In fact, it's been the major factor leading to sea level rise through two effects. One is that climate change has warmed the waters of the ocean, and as they warm, they expand. Second, climate change has led to the melting of glaciers and ice caps, and that provides additional water to the oceans. Now, why is sea level so important for what happened in New York and along the East Coast? The major factor driving those flooding events there was a storm surge. In other words, a wall of water that was pushed by the storm from the sea onto the land. But now, those sort of events are occurring with a higher base level of sea level. And that means that they become much more severe in terms of flooding. It also means that the infrastructure in places like New York was not designed for the sea level we have today and the fact that it's continuing to rise. And they have to think about how their infrastructure needs to be modified or protected or abandoned.
And that's the Climate Commissioner, Professor Will Steffen, ending that report from Sarah Everingham.